Welcome to a Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. We look into strange tales reported on by Odyssey's radio newsrooms from coast to coast. I'm your Roundup host, Lauren Berry. Our first stop is at Odyssey station KMOX in St. Louis, Missouri. That's where the Dave Glover Show team recently discussed a bizarre story in their hometown. The strange question at the center of this story is, why would a veteran firefighter decide to leave his poo in a box? Surveillance footage showed the firefighter in question defecating in a box inside Lambert Airport. He's been placed on administrative leave, according to reports. Here's the Dave Glover Show with more.
I don't understand this story about the firefighter who pooped in a box. Does anyone here understand it?
Well, what's not to understand? I mean, he was in the food service area of the airport.
Are there details and minutiae?
There's a video.
Perfect.
Of what appears to be him holding a box up to his butt and pooping in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a terribly large box.
Okay.
Well, it was in the food service area.
It looks like it's a Sunkissed tuna box. I could be wrong, but I think that's what the box says on the side here.
It's even grosser. Wait, food service area of what?
Yeah, you wanted to make it smell better, am I right? Ugh, yucky. Food service area of the airport. The area that he was pooping in was run by the company that runs all of the like food service kiosks in the airport, which makes it a little more interesting, I think, to the story.
Yeah.
Now, to clarify, it has nothing to do with that company. They have nothing to do with it.
Right.
They are as much victims here as anybody else in this weird happening. So it's not like they were like, hey, you want to do us a favor? Like, they have nothing to do with it. It just happened to be where he did it.
Okay.
And that's about all we know.
Story? Do we know?
Don't know his story.
They haven't identified the firefighter because he has not yet been criminally charged.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
so
we do know who, authorities know who the firefighter are.
I mean, we've seen his picture. Yeah.
He has been with the department since 1995.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. Like, this isn't some, like, fly-by-night guy that they hired him and then they're like, well, he turned out to be a little weird.
Right.
Like, he's been doing this for 31 years.
You think so?
I mean, like, he's been with the department. I don't know if he's been doing this for 31 years, but he's been with the department for 31 years.
Well, I'm talking about doing that for 31 years because if he's been doing this since 1995, he's like my age-ish.
Mm.
You don't just one day in your late 50s start pooping in boxes.
Yeah. As for a motive, we don't have one.
He put it in the fridge, is what I understand.
That part I had not
Wait,
heard.
What? Yeah, that's why I understood.
Okay.
That's where you put the box.
I'm not. I haven't seen that anymore.
I haven't heard that either, but I believe it. You know why? Because it makes no sense, and no part of the story makes any sense.
No. I mean, you're in an airport that has how many bathrooms if you need them?
Yeah.
Like, they're literally everywhere, and you're a firefighter, which means you can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something really bad. Geez. It was in Terminal 2.
Is that Southwest?
I don't know. Just. Two.
Oh, gotcha. El Duque.
I don't know why that hit me as funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a funny thing, though.
No.
How does... I mean, that has to get you fired, right?
I don't believe he's with the department anymore.
I know he's on leave, I think, he's been removed from duties. He's on administrative leave, according to the last story.
Yeah.
But, I know he's going to get his due process. That's fine. I got no issue with that. But that has to be you're fired, right?
I think that's poo process. You know, we've all been there. We've all had to poop at a very inopportune time. And it's probably even worse for a firefighter.
Can be.
But just mess your pants.
Yeah.
Just mess your pants.
Yeah.
And then go where you need to go and unmess your pants.
But for all the things, the solution can't be poop where the food is.
Yeah. Not your best
option. I mean, like, if this was in, like, a maintenance closet... And it was just cleaning crap and all that. Sorry. Then it's a little, to me, it's barely a story. It's bad, but it's not like, oh, they had to throw away all this food and you may have exposed human beings to things they shouldn't be exposed to.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's like it just hit him and he had to go, because when you think about it, why was he back there?
As St. Louis deals with the mystery of that fireman's stinky surprise, a treasure trove of priceless documents is preparing to land in Detroit next month.
These are part of the Freedom Plain National Tour, and they include George Washington's Oath of Allegiance, the Treaty of Paris, and more. Heather Bruegel, the curator of political and civic engagement at the Henry Ford Museum, joined Ryan Recker of Odyssey's WWJ News Radio in Detroit to discuss the upcoming exhibit.
Oh my gosh, this is almost a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It is extremely exciting that we are welcoming the Freedom Plain and the documents that forged a nation to come here. I mean, we're one of only 8 museums that are hosting these documents over a 3-week period of time. And so it's really cool, and I'm totally excited, and I get to nerd out, and it's great.
So does that mean get to nerd out? So are you one of the first people to see it when it lands and is set up here?
Yeah, I will be one of the first people, yes, to be able to see these documents that are going to be on display here, these documents that helped, you know, create the United States as we know it. And I'm very excited to welcome the public to come and see them.
See, I can tell you're smiling just.
Yeah, I am. How do you know? I am. I'm totally smiling because it's the opportunity of a lifetime. I remember when the Emancipation Proclamation came through. And I wasn't working here at the time, but I remember coming and waiting in line. I think I waited 6 hours to be able to see this document that is so important to the United States and to who we are as a country.
Some of these documents that are going to be on display, which one are you most excited for?
Oh, my gosh. Which one am I the most excited for? You know what I think I'm the most excited for? I think I'm actually excited for the Treaty of Paris. The Treaty of Paris document, because that is so significant, because that ends the American Revolution and it officially forms the United States of America. And so I think that is a document that, you know, I mean, it was, you know, ratified in 1783 and it's 2026. So it is a document that has stood the test of time, that is still honored today, and it really sets the foundation for what we have as the United States today. So I think that's probably my one I'm most excited about seeing. I think the second one that I'm probably really excited about seeing is the early Bill of Rights document. So the foundation set of laws that really, you know, form the United States.
So from what I understand, there's some notes written on it, so you can kind of see what some of the thought patterns were?
Yes, you can absolutely see what people were thinking, you know, and I don't think a lot of people understand that when we had the Constitutional Convention, all those things were supposed to be secret. We weren't supposed to know anything about them, but James Madison, who is known as the father of the Constitution, kept very meticulous notes. And so because of his notes, we were able to see and learn everything that happened during that time period. And so having these Bill of Rights, which is something that he suggested, is really important. And I think it sets the foundation for, you know, these first 10 amendments to the Constitution, why they're important, why we need them. I think that's great, you know, and then obviously there's also going to be an original stone engraving of the Declaration of Independence, which was done in 1823, which was ordered by John Quincy Adams when he was Secretary of State, at the time, son of John Adams, who was the second president of the United States. So there'll be that document here as well, which is also interesting because in the museum itself, we actually have our own copy of original stone engraving. There were about 200 made, and so we actually have we steward a copy of that regularly, and so there'll be another copy that comes with these documents, so you can see it twice if you really want to.
That's so cool. Everything's so cool. You know, for the process of them coming in, from what I understand, there's like a special plane and there's special guards. I mean, it's very well protected what's going to be coming in here. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So they're going to arrive by plane, which is very different than how, you know, other tours in the past. I think in 1976, you know, there was the train that went across the country that had different things. So these will be arriving by plane. They will be under security. There will be different curators and people from the National Archives who will be accompanying these documents to help us get set up. And then they will be in our care for 3 weeks. We will have security. There will be security around these documents as well, because again, they're very, very old and very, very valuable. So yeah, there's going to be a lot that goes on with these, but we're just so excited to be one of only 8 institutions in the whole country that are going to be able to host these. So we can't wait.
Thank you all so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to The Dave Glover Show out of KMOX in St. Louis, WWJ News Radio in Detroit, The Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, and On the Road with Kelly and Bob out of KRLD 1080 in Dallas. You can find all of these programs, including the Something Offbeat podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.